99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. I have to do this. Turn it up. On demand.
So, hey, I don't know. You've probably never seen the movie Cannonball Run. It's a movie from like the 70s. It's a long time ago. But it's about a race basically across the country from New York to LA and to see how quickly it could get done, right? And so it's a movie about that, and it stars like Burt Reynolds or a bunch of other people.
Like a slapstick comedy.
Kind of, yeah. So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without literally driving from New York to LA in just under 26 hours, you're doing okay. If you're doing your math, that's 2,816 miles in less than 26 hours, averaging about 113 miles an hour.
Oh, that's over the speed limit.
Yeah, so this Audi...
And that's not stopping to pee-pee.
No.
Or get snacks.
No, not at all.
Did they wear a diaper?
No. They stopped.
What happened?
And so listen, they stopped about five times to refuel, right? This was a literal cannonball run. And they, Arnie and Doug, they made the trip from Los Angeles to New York in...
Arnie and Doug, I like it.
In 25 hours, 39 minutes. And so they were taking advantage of some of the quieter roads because of the, you know, all of the lockdowns and a lot of people working remotely and things like that. They had gone up to speeds of 175 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and so hadn't been pursued, chased, or even looked at by the police once during the entire trip. Why? Because they had people ahead of them kind of helping them along their way, intercept like police and say, hey, don't go on this road, go on this road. Hey, don't go on this road, go on this
road.
Holy
cow, they had a team of people helping them?
Yep.
This is insane.
25 hours, 39 minutes, cannonball run record.
And that's impressive.
This is a setting the bar story just because you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be going that fast on the roads.
No. However, I will say, well done.
Kudos.
Well done.
Now, here's my question. Because typically, if police hear about you doing something bad, even after the fact, you can still get in trouble. Are they going to get speeding tickets now that they're openly admitting how fast they were going, which is going to be way beyond the posted speed limits?
Yeah, I have no idea. And I don't know if any traffic camera actually picked them up either. So... I guess remains to be seen. But again, setting the bar, right. Small example of what not to do if you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, driving from New York to LA in just under 26 hours, averaging about 113 miles an hour. You're doing okay.
Don't do that, but well done.
But I know that's kind of a...